The issues that matter most, right here. The Drew Mariani Show
on Relevant Radio.
The World Health Council has published guidelines on how to detox from the spike proteins. You have a number of natural alternatives. Why are public health officials and the media not talking about them instead of pushing these useless boosters? Ladies and gentlemen, only the truth will set you free.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, hey, coming up in a few minutes, we can dive into some of the latest news regarding that. Right now, though, I've got a special guest in the studio I want to introduce back to you. That's Father Rocky. He's our chief executive officer here. I got word earlier today. I was really actually surprised by this, that Relevant Radio is about to pass a major, major milestone. And Father, first, it's good to have you back. I'll let you break the news. We've done this several times now, but I didn't expect this to happen so quickly. And I don't know whether that's because we're growing or what's happening, but you have to share with everyone the big news today.
Sure. So just a few minutes ago, we rounded the 500 million mark on our memorare meter on our website. So I don't know if it was 10 years ago or 12 years ago, we started praying the memorare on air. I think we started doing every hour back in 2018, right after we did the merger with Immaculate Heart Radio. Up to that time, we invited people to pray the memorare and go to our memorare meter and write down how many memoraries they'd prayed. And it was a real simple idea. When I started Relevant Radio, I knew a couple things that were really powerful, and one was the power of the memorare. And I'd learned that originally from St. Mother Teresa. I didn't know her personally, but after she passed away, I was in Pittsburgh at the time. And the Bishop of Pittsburgh at that time was Bishop Worrell. He made sure every priest working in the diocese had a copy of her book called Mother Teresa in My Own Words. Hmm. And there's about, I don't know, 10 or 12 chapters in it on different topics. And they're very short points, hit right to the mark. And I looked on the chapter on the Blessed Mother, and she told about how when she was starting her religious order to take care of the sick and the poor and the dying and the lepers in Calcutta, she didn't know anyone, she didn't have any money, and she needed a building. And like, what am I going to do? And she decided she would pray 88,000 or 85,000 memoraries, which is kind of an unusual number, right? Like, okay, I can understand 1,000 or 50,000 or 100,000, but why 85,000? Right. I don't know. Maybe there's 85,000 Hindu deities. I don't know. But she decided to pray that for the intention of getting the resources to have a building to take care of these sick and dying people. After one or two days praying, she realized she could never do it herself. And so she began to teach that prayer to the people working with her, whether they were Catholic or not, baptized or not, even the sick and the dying. And before long, they had a building all of their own. And I remember reading that back in 1996. I was a priest at that time for about 4 years, and I thought, oh, well, that's pretty simple. All you have to do is pray a whole bunch of memoraries and stuff happens, right? So the next year, I was involved with some very good people in Pittsburgh. We were founding an independent private Catholic school called Aquinas Academy. And everybody who knew us said, you know, you guys don't really know what you're doing. And we said, you're right, we don't. At least I should say, we've never done it before. We don't know how to do it, but we know what we're doing. We're trying to start a very good Catholic school. And I just said to everyone, you know, we need to pray a million memoraries, you know, for the school. Well, today, I don't know. Yeah. Well, that took him 7 years. Oh, my gosh. Took him 7 years. Or he had all the parents, all the teachers, all the kids praying for it. Today, it's one of the finest Catholic schools in all of Pennsylvania, with buildings and library and chapel and waiting lists and all that. And so then when I was transferred back to Chicago in 1998 and assigned as chaplain at Northridge Prep, you know, the building needed some work and the chapel needed a lot of work. It was just in a kind of a crummy classroom. I thought, man, we can do better than this. And I just thought, well, if we pray 100,000 memoraries, maybe God will take care of us. So we started that. The eighth grade class that year just really got into it, right? Because that's right in the wheelhouse of eighth grade boys. Yeah, they're all about competition.
That's so true.
Right? And so every time they had 100 Hail Marys or memoraries, they'd put a little colored pin in the bulletin board, and that thing filled up in no time. By the time we had, I don't know, 30 or 40,000 memoraries, we had the resources we needed to build that chapel.
Amazing.
So that was 98, right? 98. that we did that, 98, 99. Then I got involved with radio. No, there was another thing. There's another small private Catholic school in the Chicago area called Embers Elementary, and they're about to go out of business. This is back in 2003. Mm. You know, typical thing, not enough students, not enough revenue, too much expense, right? Mm-hmm. So we rallied and prayed the memoirs, and no time that place filled up. So then when I got more involved in Relevant Radio back in 2006, you remember those days, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And we were upside
Vividly.
Down. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Amazing
and
days.
Trish was here at that time and said, you know what you should do? At the beginning of every hour during the pleasure drive, pray a memorare, ask Our Lady to bless us. Ever since that time, you know, the needle's been kind of moving in the right direction. So then when I started here full-time in 2009, I said, well, let's take that and apply it to an end to legal abortion, which is, you know, the preeminent issue of our time in terms of civil rights. Because if you don't have a right to life, no other right really matters, right? It's pretty simple. It's pretty clear, right? So we started praying that. But then when we had the merger with Immaculate Heart Radio 5 or 6 years ago, I said, okay, well, let's see what this baby can do, right? Now we've got 120 stations. We're reaching 120 million people.
Right.
Let's see. And then we started reaching out to all the bishops and cardinals in this country. And I think over the years, we've had 60 or 70 or 80 take the time to record a memorare. That's very powerful because when you get a bishop, you've got all of his faithful, in a sense, praying with him, right? And that's huge.
Yeah.
And so what did we see? This past June 24th, the Supreme Court of the United States overturned Roe versus Wade. It's not the end of the battle. The battle will never end. But it's a huge statement to the world. You know, when that happened, you remember when that happened on Friday, June 24th, the Feast of the Sacred Heart. We got the news about 9 in the morning. I said, the whole world's watching right now. You know, the whole world is watching. South America, Central America, Asia, China, Soviet Union, the Vatican, everybody's watching. Because everybody's always watching the United States of America at this point in time of history, the year 2023. It's just because where we are, it's the most powerful, influential country in the world.
Yeah.
And when the United States sneezes, Europe catches a cold. And for the United States Supreme Court to say, you know what, there is no right to abortion in the U.S. Constitution, that's quite a big statement, right? And I think the memorare had a lot to do with it. You know, so over those years, we probably prayed, I don't know, 500 million memorares. Now people say, well, you shouldn't count prayers. Oh, I'm not so sure you shouldn't. All right, you count your money.
Yeah, right?
Don't tell me you don't count your money. All right?
That's right.
If you play golf, you count your strokes. All right. If you're on a diet, you count your calories.
So
all right.
True.
If you're a dentist, you count the cavities, right? Things that matter, you count, right? And then people say, well, God isn't interested in numbers. I said, well, I think he is. There's a whole book of numbers in the Old Testament, right? How many people did he feed? 5,000, not including, you know, the women and the children. How many loaves were there? Five. How many apostles? 12. How many disciples? 70. The numbers all over the place, right? So numbers are a derivative of a measure, an assessment of the quality or value of a thing, right? And people might say, that's kind of mechanical. Okay, guilty as charged. It's mechanical, right? But I'm not really all that great of a prayer. And so, you know, I do what I can, right? I do what I can.
It's an amazing story, though. I mean, as you laid it out from when you first started praying to where we are, I know our first $1 million pledge drive came.
That was
when you started praying.
November 2006. I'll never forget because I had one of those old cell phones. It looks like a hand grenade, the Nextel, right? You open it up, it's indestructible.
Phone, yep.
And I didn't even know it could text, but it started buzzing in my pocket. Like, what's going on? There was a text message there. It had one dollar sign.
Yep.
And I looked at that, and I what I really saw was the Arabic word for Mary, Immi.
Mm.
And what a nice connection. But it actually was $1 million, right? And I always associated that with the powerful intercession of the Blessed Mother. And so over the years, I've written books on this. They've kind of written themselves, you know, the power of the memorare moment, Mary at the crossroads of history. And it's a simple response to what Jesus said, pray always and never lose hope. Pray always. Now, somebody once told me along the way, prayer is not enough. And what I will say about prayer is prayer does move you to action.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The more you pray, the better things go because it does move you to action. You've lent your voice to it. Children lent their voice to it. And I think the most powerful moment or phrase in that memorare is this phrase, never was it known. Never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection was left in it. In other words, you can be a big sinner, but if you go to Mary, she's going to help. Never was it known. Like, so don't make me the only one exception in the whole history.
Yeah, right.
No right?
Kidding. Yeah, to your point about the fall of Roe, We were, what, 400 million? Remember ours then? Or
452, I think.
And I think you and I were on the air. I think we might have been in Park Ridge, another one of our studios, right, when we made that announcement.
I remember we crossed 200.
Yeah.
I was on the roof of a hotel in Jerusalem.
Remember that?
Right before COVID shut everything down.
Yeah, you joined me all the way across the ocean.
Yep. And it was dark at night, and I was talking to you on a cell phone. We were broadcasting America across America. It was just amazing what you can do with telecommunications, right? Yeah. And then during COVID, you know, our audience just increased by leaps and bounds, and it just kind of skyrocketed. Now things are kind of calming down, right? You know, in all sectors of the economy coming back to earth. But
yeah,
was really something.
I saw Preston prayed the chapel with me today.
For
those who don't know, he's chief financial officer.
Mm-hmm.
I had said to him, wow, we're really closing in on that memorare number. It's pretty amazing. He said, yeah, I think we're going to cross it. So then I know, Father, you were going to be stopping by, and I thought, that's great news. And I said to him, I said, well, what do you make of that number? He goes, that's not a BS number. He says
he would know that.
And he's a number guy. He says,
he's
that's
a number guy.
I said, really?
Right.
500 million memory? He goes, no, pretty much. And he says, that's based on, like, when it airs, I prayed every time. When
sure.
I'm sitting in the studio here, if I'm driving my car, it's an opportunity to just to take a few minutes, and not even a minute, and pray. So I know my prayer is in that tally. I know a lot of other people do that. He says, no, that number, Drew, in terms of us being able to really get a sense, certainly did it. And I said, well, what do you think about Roe? He said, oh, I definitely think that had something to do with it.
Of course it does.
Look how many years.
No, of course it does.
How many rosaries? How many? Yeah.
No, of course it does.
You have the whole country praying for this.
Yep. And especially the power of the prayers of people who are sick or suffering, the power of the prayers of children. So we hear that every night on the Family Rosary Across America, children call on. And their prayers are very powerful because they're innocent. You know, Jesus said, of such is the kingdom of heaven. But back to those numbers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big believer to the extent you can is to be very honest with people about numbers. All right. Mm-hmm. So we go back and forth on this all the time. Now, not everybody's in numbers. We happen to be in numbers, right? Because we need to be accountable to our donors. So how do we measure that? The different ways you measure it. One is what's called Nielsen Arbitron Ratings. So everybody's heard of AC Nielsen, Arbitron. So when you broadcast on a radio station, what's sent out over the signal is something the human ear cannot hear. It's a subsonic tone that gets picked up on an electronic device called a personal people meter, and it locks in the GPS coordinates and knows everything about the person. And you then use, you know, those 2,000 data points from a large market on a monthly basis to take a random sample and extrapolate that, right? So any given report, if you're a small audience, is not very reliable, but you look for trends over months and years. And then you also pick up data from your streaming. You see the IP addresses. It was all based on the assumption that the people who are listening at that moment are going to join you in prayer, right? We don't know that for sure, but we assume that people will join you there in prayer. And it's a very simple thing, you know, and Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. And we'll continue to do this. And it's something I'm very proud about here at Relevant Radio. We've got a very clear idea about that. Are there other social issues? Oh, there's a zillion other social issues. Are they all important? Many are very important. Some are very close to you right now. But I think we do the church and the country a great deal of good by championing the rights of the most defenseless and innocent, right? That's how you judge the greatness of a country. This was what John Paul II said.
Yeah.
September, 15th, 1987, Detroit Airport. Before they said America the Great. But the greatness is judged by how you take care of your weakest and most defenseless citizens.
Wow.
That's really the judgment of what makes a country great.
Wow. Yeah, it's so true. You know, one thing about Relevant, Father, too, is that it's so based on prayer. We have a memorare throughout the day. As you point out, you hear the bishops, you hear other people praying that prayer. You know, the rosary at night, every evening, I can't think of how many rosaries have been prayed that helped bring down, I think, the end of communism. We've got the chaplet in the middle of the afternoon. We have mass that runs. Prayer is a big part of this network, isn't it? I think we've been blessed as a result of that because we're continuing to reach more souls. And I think the number that we're hitting with these memoraries, they're going to accelerate. Tucson, Arizona came on this week, you know, or last week.
Sure.
I mean, so our audience continues to expand and more souls are coming to know the prayer.
Yeah, thanks be to God. In the last 12 months, I think we picked up 12 or 15 new frequencies in various cities. We want to continue to do that for the next 3 years to expand to the whole country. It's still very valuable. So long as there's cars on the road, people are listening to radio, right? It's just the way it is. Radio's got a big, big reach. So we'll continue to do that. And we do a lot of prayer and rally, but that's not all we do, yeah. right? We tell stories, we share concerns. But from time to time, you need to take a break and focus on prayer, and then you go back to your other activities, right? Just like in your home. You know, when you have dinner, the whole dinner isn't praying. It's just you begin with grace before meals and grace after meals, and the rest of you eating your meal yeah. and talking and discussing and telling jokes and sharing and enjoying each other's company and the food. Yeah. You know, but some moments for prayer are very essential, and we find it very easy. I hope people don't think we kind of wear it on our sleeve or impose it on people. I think it's very kind of natural. You know, one of those things that's very natural that might surprise people. If a youngster calls into the Family Rosary Across America, tells me it's his or her birthday, well, I sing her happy birthday. And people think, well, can you do that during the rosary? Well, I don't know why not.
Why not? You get more kids calling the rosary than anything I've ever seen. I guest toasted for you, and I know Patrick did. So many children are calling in.
And you know what's so great about that? You know the whole family's there, right? You know, the whole family's there. And youngsters, you know, if you can plant that seed in their heart at that time, it's going to last a lifetime.
That's amazing.
Absolutely last a lifetime. You know, kids want to be good.
Yeah.
And you got to get to them before the devil gets to them.
That's true. That's really true. Well, I know you're having a lot of fruit with that. Your book is available, right? Do people want to pick up the book still?
Which one is that?
Well, you've got
Calculus, Advanced Calculus.
What's the new title of the Memorari? It was initially for Immediate Assistance.
The Memorari Moment.
Great cover, too, on that.
Oh, gosh, beautiful cover. That was Beth Groshek.
So they can come here, right? They can go to Relevant.
I think so.
Send an email and figure out how to get it. So the Memorari Moment. Let's pray it together, too, because think of how many souls we're going to reach right now across the country.
Sure.
You know, and how many people can pray for this end to. Well, abortion in the country, because it's been...
And pray for families, for fidelity, and for love, for forgiveness, for unity, yeah. that if anybody is holding onto a hatchet, today is the day to bury that hatchet.
Amen.
Right? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. So I get a little story for you.
Okay.
You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, I do. Hang on 1 second, too. Right. If you want to join us, too, I want to give out the phone number. I know Roy will grab your call in a quick second.
Hey, is that Roy? Roy from Wisconsin?
Our number here.
There's only one Roy.
And you want to talk to Father, you want to share how the Memorari has touched you or what Relevant has meant to you, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 888-914-9149. Let me grab Roy, and then we'll tell your story. Roy in Wisconsin, you're on with Father Rocky.
Welcome. Roy, how are you, buddy?
Father Rocky, boy, I heard you and Drew chatting, and I thought, oh, my heavens, I've got the two. You guys are like George Washington and John Adams together to me, and Paul. You're both like Paul.
Wow.
You That's guys hilarious. Are a blessing. And
Thanks,
Relevant
bro.
Radio, I just had to tell you, you guys, if we were in World War II, Relevant Radio, among all the allies, is the United States, the big dog. And that's the Catholic Church, and you guys make me love the Catholic Church even more.
God bless you, Roy.
Radio every day.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you guys, Father.
Roy,
thank you for...
You're awesome. You've been a family member here for a long time. My father was talking about our pledge drives, and I know you've even stopped by the studios. You've dropped off chocolate, and it's always good to hear your voice. So keep praying for us, Roy, okay?
Well, now my wife and I do it real easy, where it just comes out automatically every month. I mean, it's just that's the slick way to do it.
Good donor. We'll have a pledge drive before you know it. I mean, we have them every quarter. I'll be here before you know it. Roy, thank you for being a reoccurring donor. And that Memorari, we're going to need to pray extra hard for, Father, in the upcoming pledge drive. But tell me your story. You got
to tell me the story. I don't want to give a bad example, but I was born with a very heavy right foot.
And it hasn't lightened up either, has it?
It hasn't lightened up, right? So Tom Vorpal used to be the chairman of the board at Relevant. I said, Father, I am going to pray that you get a ticket and you slow down. I said, why would you do that? He said, for your own safety. I said, okay, go ahead and do that. So years ago, it was Pentecost Sunday. I was driving down a Lakeshore Road in Wisconsin because I was staying at a local hotel and I was preaching a retreat for women. And I was a little bit late, right? So I'm going a little bit fast because I was distracted. I think I was praying the rosary.
You're
right?
Praying.
And this other car is going the other direction, and all of a sudden he does a U-turn and puts his lights on. I'm thinking, Lord, that's not fair. He's got a radar mounted on his dashboard. That isn't fair, right? And then, you know, I pull over and I'm very respectful and I'm thinking, I'll bet Tom is praying that I get a ticket. And Tom is very devoted to the Holy Spirit. And today is Pentecost Sunday. So then I thought, you know, this thought, I wonder who's more powerful, the Blessed Mother or the Holy Spirit? That's a deep theological question, because Mary has various titles. Hail Mary, Daughter of God the Father. Hail Mary, Mother of God the Son. Hail Mary, Spouse of God the Holy Spirit, greater than you, no one than God. So I prayed my memorare, and the good officer came over. We exchanged pleasantries, and he let me go on my way.
Did you tell Tom?
I did. I did. So what's the moral of the story? Slow down, people.
That's awesome.
Pay attention, especially if you're in a residential neighborhood where there's children. Be very, very attentive there. But also, for whatever need you have, whatever need it is, big or small, personal or family or business, don't be ashamed to turn to God's help through the Blessed Mother or St. Joseph or the guardian angels.
You've got lots of memorare stories.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's take a call or two because I know how quickly time's going to fly. Janet's in Cookeville, Tennessee. She's got something for you, Father. Hi, Janet.
What's cooking in Cookeville, Hi. Janet?
Hi, Father. Looking forward to seeing you tonight at 7 with
Good.
The rosary.
Good.
Hi, Drew.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. So every single solitary day, in the morning and in the evening, I say one memorare for my husband, one for my son, and one for my son's girlfriend.
Good.
They've been going out for a couple of years, and the girlfriend has recently started reaching out to me, asking me different things about religion.
Good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So that first time she did it, she reached out to me, and I just look up at the heavens and I go, come Holy Spirit, because
sure.
I hope I answer these things well for her. She's open to my sending her things.
I told her,
you know, if you don't want me to, she goes, no. She goes, I like what you send me. Please, forward me any, you know.
Good.
Well, Janet, keep praying that memorare, right? Ask for the Holy
definitely.
Spirit. Ask for that Holy Spirit.
And that's the best way to evangelize, through friends and family and relationships.
Yep.
You know, I heard a guy the other day talking, who's really big about promoting outdoor camping and stuff like that in Wyoming. He said, you know, basically what Jesus did is he camped out with his friends for 3 years.
Yeah, so true.
You know, he camped out with them for 3 years, and they got to know each other. They trusted each other, and that is really the most powerful way of evangelization, right?
Yeah.
Friendship.
I don't know whether this is an Opus Dei practice or not, but I've been with you where, and you know, I know some families are now doing this personally. I said to my wife, we should do this. To say a memorare every day for the member
person
of Opus Dei or
yep.
the person in your family, it's most in need of God's mercy.
Yep.
Is that a Jose Maria Escriva practice?
That was one of his things. To say we have that custom Opus Dei, pray a memorare every day for the person in Opus Dei who needs it most, assuming you're the person. A lot of people pick that up and said, okay, when we say grace before meals, then we'll say a Hail Mary or a memorare for the person in our family who needs it the most. And all of a sudden, that really brings the whole family together, that there's solidarity, right?
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
included. Everybody's needed. You know, we're mindful of the others. We're not, you know, sort of independent contractors. We're in a community. And, you know, in a family, the stronger take care of the weaker.
Amen.
Right now, when you're a little baby, you're the weakest one. And when you get older, then you're the weakest one. But that's what families do. In families, the stronger ones take care of the weaker ones.
I love that. What a great practice. Let's take a couple calls, Father. It's Lena. Lena in Stockton, California wants to join the conversation.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, Father. I'm sorry. I'm happy. And I wanted to thank both you, Father, and Drew, and all my brothers and sisters that prayed when I put in the request to both the Divine Mercy Chaplet and Family Rosary. My son, after 4 months, is finally coming home.
Oh, is that beautiful?
He's coming home with a PEG tube and a tracheotomy, but he's coming home.
How old is he? What's his first name?
Juan, and he's 28 and a half years old.
God bless
him. He was born a preemie. They told me he wasn't going to make it past 12 hours. He's made it this far.
Well, praise God for that.
I say the memorare and my prayer to say St. Michael, and waking and sleeping in my daily prayers now.
Well,
always, and anywhere as I am.
We're so glad.
All my brothers and sisters can hear me.
We're so glad to be here for you. I know you prayed the Rosary, Father, the chaplet with me, that memorare. We'll continue to pray for his healing. No question about that. What a beautiful answer to prayer,
brother.
I know you hear lots of them. And we'll pray for his continued recovery. He'll be a blessing to you. Sneak one last call. We'll go to Stephen in, Wisconsin? Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Drew. Hey, Father Rocky. I listen to your shows every night. Do the rosary and the chaplet at 3. My mom has been trying to get me into the Relevant Radio scene for a couple of years now. We've got some pretty bad stuff going on at home, separation of my wife and I, and I just found a lot of peace listening to Relevant Radio every day.
That's
off
wonderful.
And on all day long.
Wonderful. And we will pray for
you. Thank you guys for everything that you do.
You're welcome, Stephen. We will pray for you. We'll all pray for you because those things happen in all of our families, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And so every night, you know, one of my prayers is for peace and unity in our families, in our country, and in our church. Because peace is a gift from God. Unity is a gift from God. And we can't take it for granted, right?
Yeah,
so we'll pray for that.
Well, Father, it's been exciting. We just crossed 500 million. On our way
That's
to 600
a big number.
Million. And you and I have celebrated each one of these thresholds. So I'm looking forward to having you back here when we do 600.
Yeah. I remember.
And I think it's going to accelerate as you continue to help us to raise money to expand the footprint of Relevant Radio. I think great things are in the future. So
a lot of good things coming our way.
We'll see. Well, thank you, Father. Great to have you. It's Father Rocky. Tonight in about 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
You're 7 p.m. Central Time.
7 p.m. Pray the Rosary, Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky. And you can also get him on YouTube and the Facebook page and a lot of other places. So we'll check him out. Got to take a short break, but we'll be back with more right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Connected.
Connected.
Relevant Radio.
Hi, Drew Mariani here. Hey, this September, I'm heading the Relevant Radio's Eucharistic Revival Pilgrimage to Italy with Nativity Pilgrimage. This is available to you. Information available at relevantradio.com/Italy.
Your life connected. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, hey, great to be with you today. Always a fun conversation with Father Rocky, and I do. I love, you know me, right? You know my heart. I love prayer. I believe in the fruit of prayer. We've seen the fruit of prayer here. You and I have seen something that few people I thought would ever see, and that's the fall of Rome. The war continues. We've won that major battle, though. That's a huge battle, and prayer will continue to change things. I am convinced of it, and I am delighted. I see it in the chaplet. We see it in the rosary. We see it in our mass here. Relevant Radio prays for you every day. All these prayer intentions that come in, they go before the Blessed Sacrament, and you're lifted up, and you are prayed for. Just a quick note, I want to speak to Dr. John Littell, who is joining me here. I just heard the little promo that ran. I am heading to Italy, and I want to put it on your radar just for this reason. We're going to pray. We're going to stop at a church where I know there's been a lot of answered prayers for fertility. We're going to go visit Eucharistic miracles. We're going to be at some really holy places. You can pray at the tombs of the popes, like John Paul II. And we're going to be taking an extraordinary, extraordinary journey. And I know these trips fill up very quickly. We had a waiting list on the last one. If you want information, it's relevantradio.com/Italy. I would encourage you to sign up as soon as you can. You got plenty of time to save for it. It's coming up in September. We go late September. It's a beautiful time to be in Italy, and we're going to enjoy some of the historic sites, the cultural sites, the spiritual sites. We're going to eat great food. Rome's known for its carbonara, you know, the gelato over there. It's awesome. I'll tell you more about it coming up, of course, in the days ahead, but don't wait. It's relevantradio.com/Italy. There you'll find the brochure. You'll find an 800 number and just call Nativity Pilgrimage. They'll give you all the details on what we're doing and where we're going. If I find time, I'll share more with you. But one of the things I want to pray for too is those who have lost loved ones, maybe even through COVID. And maybe you've heard some of the conversations I've had on the air. Kind of scary, right? And you're hearing about blood clotting. You're hearing about, you know, problems with fertility. You're hearing all these issues that are out there. And you might say, oh, but I got vaccinated. Is that going to affect me? Here's the deal. You know, I don't know. I'm not the physician. That's why I'm inviting Dr. John Littell to join me to give us a take on his thought on this and what you can do if you have been vaccinated to detox. the numbers of people who have the disease and have received the vaccine against COVID or both. It means everybody's had exposure to COVID. But it also means that they have a spike protein in their body. And those proteins are what allow the virus to bind to your healthy cells. And, you know, in some cases, it's not good. And we're going to talk about that right now. Let me welcome Dr. Littell to the conversation. Dr. John Littell, of course, has been with me recently. He practices in private practice down in Florida. He wrote the book, The Hidden Truth. A great read for you. Doctor, good to have you back.
Great to be with you, Drew. I apologize in advance if it sounds like I'm on SpaceX. The roads in Florida are under construction, so some loud noises in the background. But I'm a great topic, and I'm happy to be of help and assistance to your listeners, hopefully.
So a couple of things I'd love to do today. I'd like to talk about strategies to detox from the spike protein. Let's talk about the spike protein first. We have that spike protein in our body, right, because we've had exposure to the vaccine. Those proteins are what allow the virus to bind to healthy cells, so they're not good for us, right? What happens here? Explain the science.
Well, let's get one thing kind of really clearly outlined here. Coronavirus, which has been around since the beginning of time, probably certainly before humans, the name coronavirus means crown, corona crown. So a spike protein is something that's been on every coronavirus, which is a common cold virus. What's different about various variants, the different variants, is that the one that came out of Wuhan, the alpha variant, the first variant that was so lethal, that's why it was called the alpha variant of SARS-CoV-2. So there's tens of thousands of variants. So SARS-CoV-2 alpha variant was weaponized, essentially. It was a different type of spike protein. Again, it's the spikes that is the crown. The spikes are the crown. Mm-hmm. All right. So this particular spike protein had the ability to get into our bodies and literally, like every virus does, usurp our DNA mechanism of replication and actually from head to toe create inflammation and what's called microthrombosis, small blood clots and sometimes larger blood clots. But typically the small blood clots that get deposited in the lung tissue and in the kidneys and in the brain and create, you know, the typical scenario that we all saw and knew people who suffered from, which was hypoxia, lack of oxygen. The lung tissue is not able to adequately be perfused because of these small blood clots. Okay, so that's what happened with this lethal alpha variant, and it happened even more so with the more lethal delta variant. Thank God since then we have not had the lethality. But what we did see is that they kept propagating it with the vaccines, and especially the first booster, which had the delta variant spike protein morphology. So they basically perpetuated this lethal tendency, this tendency to create these microthrombi, these small blood clots in the periphery, leading to the same thing that people suffered when they had alpha or delta, meaning, difficulty breathing, brain fog, fatigue. And now when they were getting the vaccine, they developed in many cases the same symptoms, even though as a society, we were no longer seeing the infections from the virus itself. So that's what people are dealing with, and that's what we're here to talk about.
Well, it's a concern for some people. A lot of people got the vaccines. Now, after having had them, they're seeing a lot of reports where some information was suppressed. And in second thought, they thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have done this. For those who are concerned about having been vaccinated, is that legitimate? Does it work its way through your body, doctor? And if we do have these spike proteins, and I'm throwing a lot at you, is there a way to detox from this particular protein? Something we can eat, drink, do, fast? I don't know.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, let me just use my own personal experience and also with my patients. Those who came in who were sick with alpha and delta that recovered had to go through a certain kind of rigorous program in many cases. Now, many people, as we all know, got sick and did just fine. Obviously, children did fine. Healthy individuals, elite athletes and whatnot would get sick. It'd be like a cold and they escaped. For someone like myself with asthma, when I got the alpha variant, I had trouble running. I like to run a few miles. I had to really huff and puff. It felt like having an asthma attack. I pretty much ran myself through it the same way I ran myself out of asthma as a younger person by forcing the lungs to get perfused. So exercise became much more important, even though your body's saying you can't, you can, and you must continue to perfuse the tissues as much as physically possible. when you have these infections, because otherwise these microthrombi just sit in the tissues. So, one of the ways you can detox is to get into an aerobic exercise program. Now, there are a lot of people out there, and this is, I can't overemphasize this, who are pushing other things that I'm not so sure are scientifically or medically proven. But again, you know, you got to be careful when I say that, because not everything has to be proven. And God knows the medical journals always don't publish things that need to be published.
Right.
You know, I can go on and on. But for example, you'd say, okay, I want extra oxygen to my tissues. I want to aerobically perfuse them. Well, what about doing hyperbaric oxygen chambers? They're springing up everywhere. There's people who have them, doctors have them in their offices. So yeah, getting extra oxygen through a hyperbaric oxygen treatment chamber, not a bad idea, frankly, to do that, if you can find a place and if it's affordable for you. They're seemingly popping up everywhere. Another option your readers will have heard about is they've gone to the World Council on Health or to the Frontline Critical Care Coalition, FLCCC. They talk about a chemical called natokinase. All right. Very interesting stuff. Natokinase, I guess if any of your listeners are from Japan, I just learned this myself. Natto is actually a food that's eaten there. It's fermented soybeans. And soybeans are incredibly healthy, right? That's where we get tofu from, and isoflavones or natural estrogens. It's really amazing stuff. So, you get these fermented soybean byproduct. Kinase is a chemical, is the enzyme that breaks up clots. So, you know, in medicine, we use streptokinase to break up clots when someone comes in with a stroke or even a heart attack sometimes. So natokinase is an actual enzyme that you can get from a nutritional supplement that can help to break up the microthrombi, the small clots, and that's available. But, you know, let the buyer beware. I mean, there are unscrupulous people out there looking to make a lot of money off of this stuff. So, you know, it went all as much as possible, a healthy diet, rich in greens and antioxidants, and a good aerobic exercise program, I would put those at the top of my list of things to do.
So what was the first? What was the chamber? It was a
hyperbaric oxygen.
Okay.
It's used a lot in wound care to bring oxygen to the tissue that's not healing well. I believe, you know, astronauts and others are, you know, and even professional athletes take advantage of it to kind of perfuse their tissues before a game or something. So or just supplemental oxygen for that matter.
Right.
You know, you don't have to go the route. But, you know, these are people who mostly are having breathing problems or maybe the brain fog because they're not getting the perfusion in the brain that they used to get. So we're seeing it. Honestly, Drew, go ahead. Yeah, ask a question.
No, okay. I just want to follow up on some of these things. And you mentioned, the natokinase and some of these other things. What about, and this might sound strange, but an infrared sauna? Some people say saunas are really good for you, but they also have this infrared technology as well. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard people talk about sauna and heat, more hot air coming into the lungs to kind of basically break down the thrombi and just increase perfusion. Anything that increases perfusion of the lungs, increases perfusion to the extremities, you know, arms and legs, fingers and toes, is going to be good. I'm a big fan of the old, you know, European, just go for a workout and go sit in the sauna. Yeah, great idea. You might not, you know, if you have a gym membership, that's pretty much all you need.
What about fasting?
A lot of people are pushing intermittent fasting. I'll tell you what really is important is keeping the carbs to a minimum and bone broth. You know, I saw someone on a weekend TV show talking about how she's had bone broth out there for years and no one ever talked about it until COVID came along. Bone broth is rich in chemicals that can also help increase perfusion. So, you go with beef or chicken. So, but definitely lots of fluids and a low inflammation diet, which, as you all know, and everyone should know about low inflammation diets, is avoiding sweets and minimizing your carbs with a high glycemic index. And that's a lot. I'm saying a lot, guys.
But you know what makes me think? I used to have a guest on the program. His name was Dr. Joel Brand, and he had a product called Sweetamine. But you know what it was? It was just simply glycine. And he says, you know, it's concentrated bone broth, if you will. You know, I mean, you can get bone broth, but you would need to drink like two major containers of the stuff to get the same you'd get in a teaspoon of his stuff. But he was all about anti-inflammation and getting glycine into your system.
Now, Joel's an amazing guy, first guy to talk about the link between abortion and breast cancer. God bless him for the work he did. And yes, low inflammation also reduces the resurgence of cancer. And by the way, we're talking about microthrombi, but you recall I did mention the resurgence of aggressive cancers in people, unfortunately, as a result of these vaccines, especially Moderna, but I've seen it some with the Pfizer. So, yeah, you want to suppress these cancer cells, and we have shown it has been proven a low-inflammation diet is helpful in doing that. You know, I don't sell any products. I'm kind of torn when I give this advice because right. Everywhere you turn, the next thing you find on the computer is pointing you to some place where you can buy a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And I just don't think it should be that complicated, but I just want the listeners to know that there are options. There are options, and most of it's going to come from your diet and your ability to exercise.
Well, it's well said. My guest today is Dr. John Littell. I'll tell you what, I only have 10 minutes more to hang out with you today and to have Dr. Littell join us and share his expertise. If you want to be part of the conversation, this is your window. I'll give you the number. You can get in. You can ask your question. We're taking a look at COVID-19. Many people have been vaccinated with different vaccines. And some people are saying, hey, I'm hearing all these things about infertility, about blood clotting, about all these issues. Can I detox? So we're looking at exploring that whole concept. Is it possible to detox? What are the best strategies for doing that? The number, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You can call now. We'll take your calls on the other side. I'll be right back.
Did you like what Drew and the guest had to say? Get caught up on this conversation and all the others by going to the Relevant Radio archives. Just search for The Drew Mariani Show.
Hi, Drew Mariani here. Hey, this September, I'm heading the Relevant Radio's Eucharistic Revival Pilgrimage to Italy with Nativity Pilgrimage. This is available to you. Information available at relevantradio.com/Italy.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, don't stop believing, right? That's a flashback, a little journey there for you. It is good to be here with you today. I'm so grateful for your time. If you're on hold, my call screener Patrick says, please tell everybody to be patient. We're going to do our best to get you on. I only have about 10 minutes left. And I'll have to bring Dr. Littell back. We will continue this conversation, of course, but I'll do my best to get as many of you on. Doctor, before I take the very first call, I just want to follow up on a study I had seen earlier. It was done by the Cleveland Clinic, and one of the top clinics, Cleveland Clinic, as you know, in the world, really, in the country and in the world. They looked at their own employees to see how well the vaccine and those boosters were actually protecting them from getting COVID, and what they found stunned them. The more shots their employees got, the more likely they were to get COVID. And as the study's authors stated, they said, hey, the association of increased risk of COVID-19 with higher numbers of prior vaccine doses in our study was unexpected, end of quote. So it really is, it's pretty wild. Maggie, you have a study. I don't know about the Israel study. Maggie can share the Israel study. Go ahead.
Was the most vaccinated and boosted country, I think, in the world. And they showed, there were charts that showed that people were still getting COVID at astronomical rates, even though they had really implemented it hardcore.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, well, let's take a few calls for you. Henderson, Nevada is up first. Tracy, good afternoon. You're on the air with Dr. Littell.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Littell, for all the great information. And I just wanted to share a couple other resources that I use in my own practice as a functional medicine practitioner. And obviously, you guys might have mentioned this earlier. I just clicked on to the program, but it's the Frontline Critical Care COVID Alliance has a plethora of detox, coming from different angles, whether it's the flu, COVID, RSV, and they're always updating it. Recently, they just added something called methylene blue. Mm. And I was just wondering if Dr. Littell is familiar with that. And the next really good resource, too, it's called react19test.org. It was started by Dr. Joel Watzkog, who is actually a physician, an orthopedic surgeon that was injured by the vaccine, and he and Brianne Dreschen started this website to help the vaccine injured, and they also have a plethora of information that is very, very helpful. So anyway, if Doctor could see if he's had any experience with methylene blue, I'd appreciate that. Thank you
very much, Tracy.
Yeah. No, great call. Dr. Joel in Canada and I are on every week on a call, and Pierre Corey, who started FLCCC, and Paul Merrick, amazing stuff. They're the ones who first were able to get us with the ivermectin and the high-dose steroids, saving people in the hospital. It's complicated. I just have to tell you, the whole thing is complicated because I'm in the outpatient setting. These guys are not. So I have not seen a need for methylene blue. To be honest with you, I have not seen a need even for natokinase or hyperbaric. I'm throwing these things out for some people. Most of my patients actually respond to, frankly, sometimes a course of prednisone to suppress the immune system for a little bit to kind of get them over the hump. And as I said, basic dietary and exercise measures, which is functional medicine. Essentially, it's good medicine. Yep.
All right, Tracy, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll leave it at that, and we'll move along just for the sake of time. Methylene blue. May in El Paso, Texas. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling about my daughter. She was injured about 2 years ago at the beginning of the pandemic. She ended up being diagnosed with Guillain-Barré. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
Sure.
She was basically paralyzed, but they kept telling her it was anxiety. So we tried a variety of things. We did the hyperbaric oxygen therapy. One of the functional doctors helped us with ivermectin. It kind of slowed down the progression of the paralysis. Wow. But just yesterday, I took her to get some chelation therapy because she's much recovered, yeah, but not to the point where she can work and provide for herself. And the other thing is, she has a hard time because of the Guillain-Barré. Mm-hmm. They told us not to push her to exercise.
Right.
And with all these people, she was diagnosed with heart issues, POTS and all that. But I don't want to push her to exercise if all these people are dying at the from exercising.
May, thank you. Let the doctor respond to it.
A lot of things, a lot of sad things. Guillain-Barré, which is basically, when the immune response is so overwhelming that it attacks the nervous system centrally, and of course you get a paralysis of the upper and lower extremities at times, you can stop breathing, was seen not uncommonly with the HPV vaccine, Gardasil, when it still is seen when it came out. So any vaccine that where you get a tremendous immune response is going to have that risk. We've seen that. So I feel bad. God knows we'll keep your daughter in our prayers. But most people with Guillain-Barré, they get what's called IVIG, immunoglobulin treatments. Conservative traditional medicine actually works great. Just a quick word, about functional medicine. I get a visceral reaction to that because, frankly, good medicine, like I learned at George Washington in my residency in the military, is what everyone nowadays is calling functional medicine. Be kind of careful with the way they throw around words. But that's another whole program. People are turning towards other providers without realizing that sometimes these quote-unquote functional medicine doctors aren't really good basic medicine doctors. I'm just going to throw that out there. You need to have a good understanding of basic pathophysiology and what's really out there to take care of someone with Guillain-Barré or POTS, postural orthostatic hypotension. Again, these are both seen with the vaccine. Absolutely. They are damaging effects from the vaccines. But the treatments, a lot of standard medicine can help. And I'm here to tell you that.
Hey, Dr. Sneak, another quick call. And Lucia is listening in California. Hi, Lucia.
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I
was wondering if doctor is familiar with this Dr. Andreas Kalker. He's German, and he came out with this formula, and I don't know what's in English, but in Spanish it's called dióxido de cloro, and it became very popular in Mexico and Central and South America. And
yes,
they said that because you expel everything from your system through the urine or your breathing, and you only keep the oxygen, so it kind of strengthens your immune system. And people went just taking this without getting the vaccines.
Okay. Doctor, you have about two minutes. So I'm going to give you final thoughts for her.
Yeah. Chloral dioxide has been out there from the very beginning. If you remember, Donald Trump himself talked about drinking Clorox and got, totally, unfortunately beaten up. He talked about hydroxychloroquine. He got beaten up. So the chloride molecule is very potent. That's why it's chloroquine, and then you add hydroxy, the OH group. But now, all of these remedies, just like we talk about with ivermectin earlier, which is an amazing drug, we got to be careful. There's proven effectiveness for sure. I have not had to go to those extremes with my patients of employing those kind of other things. But, I mean, I mentioned N-natokinase earlier. I'm open to that. It's fermented soybeans. I know those are healthy products, all right? I know oxygen is good. We all know oxygen is good. So if we can get more oxygen to our body through exercise, and you mentioned the sauna and maybe hyperbaric oxygen for sure, these are good things, Drew. I just can't caution the listeners enough that there are unscrupulous people on both sides right now. Those who are pushing the vaccine narrative, pushing the masking and quarantine, and those who are capitalizing on the alternative, holistic, functional, whatever. This takes my profession of medicine and makes the rest of us look like bozos. And I'm just kind of, it really just saddens me. So look for doctors you can trust. And honestly, you judge a tree by its fruit. I just hope that my faith in Christ and his ability to heal my patients is really what I turn to each day.
Doctor, I'm grateful for your time. We'll have to do this again. We had that surprise visit by Father Rocky a few minutes ago, so it kind of took a little bit of time away. But we will pick this up again. And Dr. Littell's got some news for you tomorrow. He'll be joining me. Till next time, God bless.